Fast Five, Jade Clark, and a preview to Netball Europe this week. Welcome to The Netball Show. I'm Sasha Shipway, and we are the only UK-based netball podcast.
And I'm Andy Lamb, and we'll be bringing you the latest from the Super League, Prem, and news from your club on a regular basis throughout the season. So do get in touch with us at The Netball Show on Twitter. There'll also be the latest from our Roses playing abroad as they prepare for the Commonwealth Games next year as well.
We will have interviews with players and coaches, plus some special coaching tips from players, including Sasha Corbin, to help you develop your game. And we speak to ex-players to find out what they are up to. On this episode...
We were at the first ever Fast Five at the O2. But what is it? And there's players' reaction from Lightning's winning side and their director of netball, Karen Atkinson.
Hertfordshire Mavericks director of netball, Catherine Ratnapala, speaks to us as England player Sasha Corbin joins the squad as captain next season.
We're going to hear from Jade Clark on her decision to join Wasps and Tamsin Greenway on what she can add to the side.
Plus, we are just 1 week away from Netball Europe. Hear what it takes to plan such an event from Rosie Pretorius. To kick it all off, the very first Fast Five All-Stars event took place at the O2. We were there. But do you want to know what Fast Five is all about? Well, here, England netball player and returnee to Manchester Thunder, Helen Howersby, tells us what it's all about.
So Fast Five is basically netball, but shorter and quicker. There's only five players for each team. It's so rapid, you know, you can have rolling subs and you can have power plays where you get double points, you can shoot from outside the circle. So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on, and the crowd goes crazy. I think when I went out with the international Fast Five, you know, there's people in fancy dress and they were chanting, and yeah, it was really fun.
So that was the rules. It was an incredible day, to say the least. What did you make of it?
I absolutely loved it. I think it shows the changing face of sport in this country. You know, the short format of the game, people are really interested in seeing that. And the fact that Matchroom decided to invest in it is really exciting. They are an incredible company that really throw everything at events, and they have a track record of making things incredibly successful. And I thought the day itself went really well. Lots of excitement, the power play, the new rules really added a completely new element. I was on the edge of my seat, especially in that final match with Lightning. My gosh, when that last shot went in, wow, that really was incredible. How about you, Andy? What did you think?
I found myself cheering for teams that I don't usually support, which just shows the advantage of being taken in by the atmosphere. And if there was something like this next year, it'd just be a huge benefit and give more fans the opportunity to get involved and to see this version of the game who maybe don't support the league on a normal basis.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that one, because I think players particularly were saying that they thought it was attracting a new crowd, which is the whole point of this Fast Five format. I mean, a lot of players have experienced that type of game internationally, but it was never something that Super League players could ever really do. It was organised and it did add a completely new element, but saying that, it was just in its first year. So it's almost like Matchroom who, you know, put on the event itself. I really hope they come back with it next year, because I'd love to see what they would do with it after a year's experience of having done the event. What do you reckon they'd do differently, Andy?
It would be fair to say that it'd be nice if it was somewhere else apart from London. You can understand why it would be at the O2 with a big, massive showcase event. Maybe Manchester Arena, somewhere a bit further north. I was thinking centrally a bit.
Yeah, I can see why Matchroom decided to do it at the O2, because they really wanted to start with a bang, and so many players were like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm playing here, like Beyoncé's performed here, which is quite amusing, really. But yeah, maybe they would consider doing it in a different city.
How about Players of the Day? We could go on about it for the end of the show, but George, Ellie...
Wow, okay, yeah, George Fisher, my God, she was an absolute pleasure to watch, I have to say. You could just see that she was absolutely exuding confidence. She was just taking those five-point shots and just going for it. And you know what, she was on fire. She was having fun and she was a lot of fun to watch as well. Ellie Cardwell as well, I feel like she's completely come into her own. She's one of the players in the England squad that maybe you might not have recognised. You wouldn't have seen her getting a lot of match play, but in Seven Stars, that position that she plays, and especially her part of the game in Fast Five, I was really impressed with her, I have to say. Did anyone stand out for you?
People like Katie Harris from Storm, but you saw a lot of players that just had no fear and they were shooting and just hoping and praying that it went in, and nine times out of ten, it did.
Definitely. And the mid-quarters were doing such a hard job. Like Beth Cobden, she was incredible. Yeah. Just the amount of oxygen they would need in their lungs to keep them going. Oh, it was so fun, and it was exciting. It was fast-paced. It was everything that they sold it to be. It really didn't disappoint, I didn't think.
And Claire from Stars as well has said that she'll give me a fiver if I mention her. So thanks, Claire. That's for you.
There you go. What are you going to buy with that fiver, Andy? Oh,
I don't know. How about the impact of the golden buzzer? I mean, we saw it where sometimes it worked and it worked really well, but other times nothing had come off.
Yeah. The good thing about the golden buzzer is that it really got the managers and coaches more involved, almost like in a way that was visible for fans. A lot of them didn't pick the right time to press it. They weren't quite hot on the tactical awareness, I guess, with, you know, at which stage in the game to double their points. And then Bath missing out on their golden buzzer in the first round, everyone was going crazy. They were like, what are they doing? I could not believe that.
Anna afterwards was just like, I completely forgot to press it. That's a coach error. But I suppose you used to play in the other version of the game for so long.
Yeah,
would
definitely.
You forget it that it's there?
Yeah. The other thing with this Fast Five All-Stars tournament is that Fran Williams from Wasps was saying to me that they'd only learnt the rules the weekend before. So I think, yeah, it was a lot of getting used to it. And it would be so great if we could see this competition being introduced into the annual netball calendar, because I can only see it improving year on year. And a lot of the coaches, I could see Tamsin, and she's such a thinker. She's got chess in her head with all the netball players. But you could see a lot of the coaches building up on their awareness of the tactics, because it is completely different to the normal seven-a-side game, really.
It was nice as well, because I saw Rachel Dunner's centre as well. So
that is so true. That was that. I have to say, when I went there on Saturday, I thought this is the last thing I would have expected to see Rachel Dunner in centre. But there you go. It's unpredictable.
I'd heard from Amy afterwards, and she did say that she had no idea what was going on as to why that happened.
From what my understanding of it was that she got sin-binned, which she was the only player actually throughout the whole tournament to get sin-binned. So she was out for 2 minutes. But you can't play without centre, because obviously they start the game with every whistle. So then that's why Rachel Dunn had to move in from the shooting position to centre. And I have to say, she's probably one of the tallest centres I've ever seen.
I didn't mind the World Stars at all, because Irina from Team Northumbria ran into me. But, I mean, we also saw Rensk, who was just outstanding.
Oh, my God. And you know what? She was awarded Player of the Tournament, and I have to say, she deserved it so much. She was just unstoppable. And you know what? The funniest thing for me watching it was that she was just so blasé. She was like, yeah, 5-point shot. They just went in, and she was just taking them from so far out. And it's so great to see someone, you know, have that confidence and just not be impacted, not be stressed, just give it a go. And there you go. That's it. Just talent speaks for itself, really. And I have to say, as someone who's quite short myself, often when I go and play netball, people tower over me. I'm like probably, I would say 5'4" at a stretch. And she's 5'5", Renska is, the South African shooter. And, you know, playing and dominating that shooting position, oh, it's just so great, because it means that there's hope for us shorties.
It was Lightning who won 35-33 in the closing minutes, so it had everything, that final, didn't it?
Oh, it did, and especially after the 2017 Super League season, where they were runners-up in such a disappointing final for them against Wasps. You know, it was absolutely them kind of seeking retribution and making up for that, I think. All of them must be so happy to think, you know what, we didn't win the Super League, but we did win the very first Fast Five All-Stars tournament, which is something at least, and the $25,000 to go with it, not bad.
Well, you spoke to them after the win. Let's hear it.
Girls, you were the first ever Fast Five All-Stars champions. How does it feel?
Oh, it's brilliant. Absolutely buzzing. It's been great to have this little one on board with us, shooting all our goals.
And the player of the tournament, what was it like for you playing out here today? You were just netting those 5-pointers.
Well, I really just enjoyed it and embraced the opportunity that was given to me. Thank you to all of them that gave me the opportunity and believed in me to help them.
And Beth, what about you running up and down the court? I mean, it must have been quite exhausting, but what a fantastic day.
Yeah, it's been really, really enjoyable. I've loved it. It's not too bad because you're sort of only on for a few minutes, and then when you're off, it's fine. So, yeah, it's been a really brilliant day. Really excited.
Nat Panagaro, captain of the winning Fast Five All-Stars team. Is it retribution for the Super League?
A
A little bit. It's not a lot, but it's really nice. I think it's good to kind of us to lead into this season now, really positive. Obviously getting this win, this day has been amazing. It's been a little bit long, but it's been so much fun, and with the team, all some friends coming in. So we've had a brilliant day, and hopefully we'll take this on into the season now.
And what do you think it is that you did right that other teams didn't quite manage to do on the day?
I don't know if it's that. I think it's kind of the look of the shooters. It's mainly a big shooting game. And I think we had this one that was obviously amazing. And our thing was kind of going for threes. We've got shooters that can put them in all day long and obviously go for the five. So I think that we did that all day. Just thought, enjoy it. Shooters, you're free to go. If it goes in, it goes in. If not, and I think obviously we went in.
Absolutely, and playing here at the iconic O2 Arena, like, how have you found the atmosphere?
It's been really good, hasn't it? And the samba band when they came in, that was really good, and all the little touches like the kiss cam has been really enjoyable though.
And the £25,000 prize money, that's unprecedented in the netball game. What are you going to be doing with it?
Holidays. Little treats, obviously, it's really nice. It's not obviously just about the money. I think it's obviously getting that trophy and kind of doing it for Karen. But yeah, it's a little treat. Our legs have been running all day. That's nice.
And Sasha also spoke to Director of Netball, Karen Atkinson.
Karen, congratulations. You've just led Loughborough to win the first ever Fast Five All-Stars title. How does it feel?
Yeah, pretty cool, to be honest. I think... I'm sure every single team didn't come in many expectations apart from just to go out and play your best and try and win, because it's so unpredictable. You just can't, you've got no idea what's going to happen from 1 minute to the next. So, yeah, the girls are just brilliant. They played really consistently, really smart. We talked about you've got to use your heads in this game. You've got to be aware of what's going on and the time and power plays. And, yeah, and when you've got a nice little long bomb shooter like Renska, then that helps as well.
What an incredible signing for Loughborough to have her here. She was on fire today.
Yeah, she was, and I think this style of game really suits her. So I just remembered seeing her playing in the Quad Series against England last year. And when we had to, you know, recruit a team, I was like, oh, I'll see if she's available. So, yeah, really glad she kind of took my phone calls and my emails and decided to come.
And for you, it's your last kind of time coaching with Loughborough Lightning. Mm. What a high to finish on. How do you feel about kind of your experience with the team?
Yeah, I think I'm just grateful that we could finish on, you know, for all the girls as well, that we could all have this experience. I think it's just been really nice. We had a brilliant season last year, fell at the final hurdle, but we couldn't take anything away from our consistent season, and I think we've just been consistent again today. And it's great. I love working at Loughborough Lightning, and I'll be cheering them on all the way next year.
And you've talked a lot about consistency. Do you think that's where Loughborough went right, where the other teams may have stumbled?
Yeah, I think we were really good with the ball. I think, you know, I watched some of the other teams and there were probably far too many basic errors at times. And I thought we were really controlled and used our options really well. And then once you're able to sink a handful of 3 and 5 pointers, then you're in the game.
And playing at the O2 Arena, what did you make of that atmosphere and the crowd here?
What a fantastic court. I played here when I played for England, and it was the best international game I'd ever had here. It was packed out then, but I thought even though it wasn't full, the crowd were really vocal. They really got into it. So it was it was a great atmosphere.
Well, congratulations and thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So I mean, we could see how pleased everybody was, and it's just nice that she's managed to build and have that faith in the players.
She's, you know, invested in players who are quite young, like having Nat Panagari as captain. For me, that's not someone who would immediately pop into my mind, because sometimes you'd think about, you know, perhaps the older players who have had more international experience. But she's done a really brilliant job, and I think the fact that Karen trusts her team so much, she's created incredible players at that squad. So kudos to Karen.
Had you had a chance to catch up any of the coverage yet? It's good that you've got somebody like Caroline Thorne-Conry. Did you hear her and Sarah?
I did. This is exciting, isn't it? My brain is going crazy and wild thinking which team. But yeah,
if you haven't heard it, it's on the website at the Netball Show. So have a listen. Is Sarah likely to come back to the Super League? And if so, where? That's one for you.
Andy, where do you think, which team, if you had to put your money on it, you know, that £5 that you're going to be earning back, where would you put it? Which team is she going to be joining?
The obvious option is Thunder, but the more I think about it, the more I don't think it's them.
Why is that?
Is it a case of, if she goes back to Thunder, has she been there has she done that part of her netball career? So she knows everybody there. It's a familiar place to her. If she does come back, does she want to try another franchise?
That's exactly it. And part of me does think Wasps, Tamsin has a history of bringing in some of these incredible England players who she used to play with. So would she bring in Sarah Bayman? But you don't think that's going to happen, do you?
Personally, I probably don't, because why would she bring back Jade?
Yeah. She's already like filled that position with Jade. She doesn't need a Sarah either.
And next season as well, there'll be Sophia coming back.
Oh, that's true. The midcourt is all sorted, especially if Tamsin puts the bib on again.
It's tricky, though. Somebody like that, we've also seen Sasha coming back, Cadine's coming back as well. What will that be like, having somebody who's played abroad come back into our league?
Sometimes there is a lot of controversy about people saying that, you know, English players should not be playing abroad because it means that we're not growing our talent here. But ultimately, it is the best thing because we're sending the players, you know, to Australia and New Zealand where the game is better, it is at a high level. They are the world's number ones and twos in the world, and we are third. And you can see that in the match play and in the way they train. And those numbers and rankings are there for a reason. And I think having them back from learning so much in those leagues is just going to improve the Super League itself. And as a player, once you play abroad, you come back to England, to your Super League franchise, whether it's one that you've been with before or a new one, with a new perspective, new training ideas, new skills. And I think, yeah, it is only positive, really. And I really look forward to seeing those players back in action in the Super League because it's only going to hot things up, really.
And also, Sarah, regardless of where she's going to be, I have tried her. She hasn't responded yet, but we've got plenty of time to work on that between now and the start of the season.
Definitely. We'll be keeping everyone up to date, that is for sure, because we'll be hot on it as soon as it's announced. Kat Ratt, she's announced that Sasha Corbin is back from New Zealand and she's joining as captain next season. Sasha said that she was so proud and delighted, but what did Kat have to say?
Really excited to get her back within Mavericks and back playing with us again next season. It's been a few months, but it's well worth it. And I would have taken as long as I needed to secure her for us this season. She's a fantastic athlete, a fantastic role model, and just really excited to have her back with Mavericks.
She was last at Mavs in 2015. What qualities can she bring? Just that whole experience.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, anyone that knows Sasha, she's a formidable athlete, a formidable player. She's got a whole heap of experience on the playing field, but being a professional athlete as well. She's got amazing leadership qualities. She's going to be captain of the England squad for Netball Europe as well. So, you know, she's got great skills that she brings to any team that she's a part of, as well as on the court as well. From a Maverick side, she's a true Maverick. That, you know, there's flair into her game, there's leadership. She's a fantastic role model, so a lot of qualities that I was really keen to bring her back in the fold.
You'll be quite comfortable as well because she can play a centre and wing attack. So going forward into next season, how important are players who'd be able to play in a couple of different positions for you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the game is so fast moving now, and it is all about making sure that we've got players that are adaptable and to give us something different in every area. And I think having the versatility of players is huge to make sure that we are obviously combating oppositions, but also for our own game. You know, she's doing a great job at wing attack. She can also offer centre as well. So to have two positions, core positions under her belt and a real solid effort from her, you know, at either position is really exciting for us as well. So it's been a bit of a challenge, but we're there.
So Sasha, obviously, Mavs are going to be changing their names to Benicus Mavericks. Sign of things to come, do you reckon?
Potentially. I mean, part of me is a bit sad about it because it means that you're sort of selling out to this commercial aspect. But part of me is also like, you know what, that is the future of women's sport. That is how women's sport becomes successful, is through money and through being a commercial product that can generate its own income. And, you know, the reality is that other teams, other men's teams have done things like that. They've got those kinds of deals. So, yeah, I think we could see that maybe with some other teams. So the logical side of me is saying that it's a good thing.
To some extent, we kind of saw it with Wasps early on, but it's building the brand and you see it abroad. And I'm undecided on that, to be totally honest. But I wouldn't like to see all our teams in that situation.
Yeah.
The increased investment is the bigger draw to me, I suppose, at this stage?
Definitely. I think that when a lot of people talk about Hertfordshire Mavericks, they're always going to be Mavs.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Hertfordshire Mavericks. No one's going to bring old Benico's Mavericks into their daily dialogue, I don't think. Even though, obviously, you know, it's in the benefit of Benico's and Mavs to be pushing that as the new deal that they have. But yeah, I think it's a case of trying to look at the wider picture and see why they did it. And it is a necessity for the sport to keep growing and for the girls to keep training and to have all the facilities and equipment and everything and the support really that they need and also deserve as elite athletes.
Emily Perry, she's obviously joining Lightning as well as the new Pathway head coach. Mind you have a quick word with her ahead of her joining?
Obviously a very established franchise with an established performance environment, and I'm really looking forward to going in there and helping them to continue to develop the next generation of players for Super League and England.
How much of a difficult choice was it, given the fact that you've spent over 10 years at Bath?
Oh, very difficult. I'm obviously incredibly grateful to Bath. They've developed me as a coach. They've given me a huge amount of opportunities. It's like flying the nest. It's like leaving home. You're excited about the prospect of your new challenge ahead, but you're also very nostalgic about what you're leaving behind.
And obviously you've been named as England future coach. Huge recognition as well.
Yes, absolutely. So we'd actually had the conversation before the World Cup. That really is a huge compliment because it was regardless of the outcome of the World Cup that they were keen for me to continue with England netball. So real confidence boost. Really exciting to know that I'm still going to be working with those players that have moved from 21 to the Futures group.
Make sure you keep in touch with us by following us on Twitter at The Netball Show. Every single thing that is happening in the world of netball in the UK. If you don't want to miss out on anything, that's what you need to do. Follow us at The Netball Show. And some of the biggest news of the pre-season really was Tamsin signing Jade. We did mention that a bit earlier, but Andy asked Jade what she thinks she can add to Wasps Super League champions this season.
I just can't wait for the season. I'm just going to bring so much fire in my belly to win, so much excitement to be playing with the players I'm playing with. Really looking forward to Tamsin's session. So just my happiness, my energy, and my experience of the games and that mental toughness.
I mean, she's an exceptional player on court, but she has one of the world's best netball brains.
Yeah, definitely. As a player, she is best in the world at getting free. She's a very clever player. She loves her tactics and technical side of it as well. She's always the first in video. So looking forward to that side of things as well. And I feel like I'm going to learn a lot from Tamsin this year. I'm excited about it. And yeah, although I'm 33, I'm always keen to learn more. So yeah, it's going to be good.
How did it come about? I mean, you've got somebody like Tamsin on the line. I suppose it took all of 2 seconds to say.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So it's a couple of months ago now that I got home, and I was keen to sort out where I was playing in 2018. And I think it was on a Thursday, and I was like, right, by Monday, I want to have made the decision. And she messaged me that night. So I was like, this is a sign. She sent me an email with lots of information, and it just felt right. And I decided this year just to go off my instincts and what I felt made me feel happy inside. And yeah, so pretty much had made the decision a few days after talking to her. So really felt right.
And you've played at the Record as part of that England game.
Yeah.
What was the whole atmosphere like there for you?
Oh, then? It was amazing. So the first time I played there, playing against Jamaica, and the crowd was just going mad. It was a really close game. So yeah, really excited that now I can call that my home arena. And so yeah, and I've also done a bit of coaching in Coventry at Henley Netball Club. Shout out to them, and they're just netball mad. And I've just had a really warm welcome from all the Wasps fans. So just looking forward to playing there and meeting them all.
That team culture, it's something that's important to Tamsin and the whole squad. So I don't think you'll have a problem fitting in at Wasps.
I don't think so. Yeah, that was big on my list as well, coach and culture. And from looking at them this season, that all the players look so happy and confident, and that's what I want for myself this year. Tamsin has a history of getting the best out of her players and the best out of her team. I was really conscious of making sure I knew exactly what the coach is like and what they've done and how their players speak about them. So, yeah, really happy to be part of that group. And with Hannah Reid as captain, I've played with her as well at Loughborough. I know what a great leader she is. Rachel Dunn, one of my all-time favourite teammates. Nat Haythornthwaite was another draw card, getting to play with her as she's an England player and building that combination. So, yeah, a team that I know is full of great people. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
I spoke to Tamsin and she said that Hannah was over the moon to have you on board.
Yeah, it feels great. Reunited with all those players. We got to a final together quite a few years ago now, so looking forward to being on her team again, just full of players that you don't want to play against, but you love when they're on your team.
It'll be good that you're obviously playing with Nat and George at club as well as England, so that can only be a good thing.
Yeah, me and Nat have had a good connection for a while now, but really looking forward to that week in, week out, under pressure, playing on the same team. And George Fisher, you know, I'm just so impressed, and she's just come on leaps and bounds in a year, so looking forward to playing with them, definitely.
And Tamsin, the brain box behind this entire move of Jade Clark coming to Wasps, she told us what she thinks Jade will do for the squad.
You know, when you look at the England players that have been playing overseas, Mel and I are always having conversations about who we'd love to have at the club, who we'd love to have involved, and Jade is a massive name for us to get her, and for that experience, it's just absolutely incredible for us.
There's obviously the four World Cups, three Commonwealths, England most cap player as well. What can she bring apart from all that?
Oh, well, yeah, I think you've pretty much summed it all up. You know, losing Bongi was always going to be a massive loss to us. She brings so much experience, and I think you saw from the final last season how much experience matters when it comes to big games. So, you know, it was important for us that we were able to bring somebody in with some calibre that can play in that centre court, and especially, you know, because we're getting Soph back from injury, and I wanted to bring that support in for Nat as well. You know, it's really important, and for George, that they get the opportunity to get some England players in there as they're trying to push for Commonwealth games. So we're all about having the right mix in the squad. It's never just about getting all the youngsters out there, but it's about having the youngsters having players that they can play in and around. And with Jade, you know, you've given that whole list. She is just pure quality. Plus, she'll also bring so much to the squad off the court. And that culture is, as you saw again with the season at Wasps, is really important. I always run things past the team as well. And I spoke to Hannah Reid, who's obviously our captain, and sort of said, we're talking to Jade, what are your thoughts? And she was just over the moon. She played with Jade back in Loughborough, and she just thought what a brilliant addition she'd been to the squad. I've known Jade for years. We played in England under-19s together, so a long, long time, and played with her all through seniors, and she's just a quality person to have off the court. I know she wants to enjoy her netball, and she's at that age where she brings so much to the team. It's not just about what she's going to bring on court, so I'm really excited to see how she'll fit in with everyone.
So that was Tamsin Greenway and Jade Clark talking to us about Jade signing to Wasps netball. I cannot wait to see if they're going to take a second Super League title this year. Who knows? But Andy, there's a huge event ahead of a Super League taking place next week. What is it?
Yeah, next week's obviously Netball Europe in Wales. We managed to speak to Rosie Pretorius, who was looking forward to hosting the event.
Plans are all coming together. We're really excited to be welcoming Fiji along for an invitational team this year. It's going to be fantastic for all the countries involved to get that extra match play as everyone is preparing for the Commonwealth Games. It's fantastic that all four of the home nations have qualified for the Commonwealth Games in April next year. So this Netball Europe event in particular is going to be just fantastic and really beneficial to all the squads involved. Really looking forward to it. The Welsh squad have been in training. They're back to their weekly training session as a squad on court. They're doing their strength and conditioning, and they are very busy in the gym and working really hard. It's fantastic to have some strength and depth, which is something that Welsh netball hasn't had in the past. And the fact that, you know, the selectors actually have quite a bit of choice this time round is fantastic for us and really positive, and just shows how netball in Wales is progressing, and just fantastic to see. Look for the Commonwealth Games.
You played for Wales, and how keen are you as a player to find out if you're in the squad? Do you have a good idea that you might have made it?
Well, when I used to play, you never knew for sure. No matter how long you've been playing for the squad, no matter even if you were the captain, it doesn't matter. The things change all the time. You have new people coming in. You have youngsters pushing hard for your place. No one's ever safe, and it's always a tough one to call. And, you know, people change, and players develop at different speeds, and you can be having an off patch. So it really is all up in the air. And as a player, you know, you just don't know, which makes it really exciting, actually, because it does push you to work even harder because you want that spot on the squad so much. And the fact that there are only 12 places up for grabs just makes it extremely competitive.
Netball Europe between the 5th and the 9th of October. Chance to see some of the world's best at the Sport Wales International Centre. You're also on the lookout for volunteers, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. So the Welsh Netball Association is actually a very small organisation. We have 12 full-time members of staff to run the entire organisation, and we heavily rely on volunteers. And the volunteer base that we do have is just phenomenal. They are so passionate and they are so committed and give up so much of their time and effort to come and help us. And we're looking for anybody that's interested in helping out and coming to the venue and helping people to their seats or selling programs or working with the teams and being team liaisons. There are so many different roles that we need some passionate people to come and help us with over the 4 days of competition. If anyone is interested, they can come to the Welsh Netball website and get in contact, and we'd be happy to have as many hands as possible to help out.
Tickets for the event are available on ticketline.co.uk. £5 for children and £10 adults.
Correct, yeah. They're available to buy now. I hope people do get online and buy their tickets as soon as they can so that they don't miss out. And the games are also going to be streamed on Facebook Live. We'll be having it on our social media. And it's going to be on YouTube through the Netball Europe channel. So it's going to be a fantastic atmosphere down here. We've got all sorts going on. We've got entertainment, and it's going to be fantastic and great for the whole family. So if people are free that weekend, then they really should come on down.
Welsh Netball looking for volunteers to assist next weekend. It's between the 5th and 9th of October, and you can get in touch and find out more at welshnetball.com, or for tickets from £5, ticketline.co.uk. Plug over.
Do you know what, as well, I have to say, the thing is, though, you know, volunteering at events like that is so rewarding. I've met so many people when I was playing at events who volunteered, and they absolutely love it. So if you are interested in netball, you admire these international players and you want to be sort of up close, not in a like stalkery way, then you really should do something like that, because it's such a great way to see the inner workings of these events. And also, it really helps people out too. Helps out the sport, so why not?
And you're first in line for autographs. Don't forget that.
That is true. And selfies. Everyone loves a selfie, am I right?
Remember, if you want to hear any longer versions of these interviews, have a look at the podcast section of the website, or also the videos. We keep everything online at thenetballshow.co.uk.
If there's anything that we've said during the podcast which has really grabbed your attention, then make sure you do follow us on Twitter at The Netball Show. Let us know what you think, and we'd love to hear from you, to know your thoughts, take part in our polls, and most of all, give us a follow. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next episode.